From Spark and Anvil and LifeQuest, this is Dial, in Chapter 1 of the LifeQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the LifeQuest workshop, where kids learn the skills grown-ups use every day, Dial was a warm, unhurried kid who carried a round dial she could divide into slices, because she pictured every day as a pie, and she liked to decide on purpose what each slice was for. When someone reached the end of a day groaning, "Where did all my time go?" Dial would pull out her dial and show them. "Time doesn't disappear," she'd say. "It gets spent. You just didn't decide on what." She'd help them cut the day into slices. A slice for the big thing, a slice for the small things, a slice, always, for rest. You can't make more hours, but you can aim the ones you have.
"You made my huge, impossible day feel like it actually had room in it," a young learner said.
"Because it did. You just couldn't see the slices yet," Dial said, turning her round dial. "I'm Dial. I keep the time management. The day is a pie. You decide the slices." She marked a few wedges. "It isn't about cramming more in. It's about choosing what each part of your time is for. Pick what matters. Give it a slice. Make big things into smaller pieces. And protect a little rest." Stuart, the workshop's warm mentor, said, "Show them the trap of the giant task."
Dial demonstrated. She put one enormous, scary task, finish the whole project, into a single huge slice. Looks impossible, so you avoid it, and the time leaks away. Then she cut that giant into smaller wedges. Gather, draft, fix, done. Same task, but now each slice is small enough to actually start. She smiled. "A big thing isn't one big slice. It's a few small ones, and you only ever have to do the next slice." A young learner looked a little ashamed. "I'm just bad at time. I always run out."
"You're not bad at time," Dial said gently and firmly. "Everybody's day looks different. Some kids have lots of slices already spoken for things they don't get to choose. Managing time isn't about being a perfect machine. It's about aiming the slices you do get to choose at what matters to you, and counting rest as one of those things, not a waste. Running out doesn't mean you failed. It means it's time to look at the slices and re-aim."
Stuart asked Dial to teach the workshop before a big multi-step project. "Save shares out money," Stuart said, "and you share out time, the other thing nobody ever taught them to budget. Will you teach them the slices?" Dial was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Picture your day as a pie. Decide what matters most and give it a slice first. Break any big, scary thing into smaller wedges so you only ever face the next one. Always save a slice for rest. And at day's end, don't grade yourself. Just look at where the slices went and re-aim tomorrow. Save, who budgeted money beautifully but let her hours slip away, tried it. She gave her most important task the first slice of the day and broke it small. "I budget every coin," Save laughed, "but I let my whole day leak away without a plan. Time is just another thing worth sharing out on purpose." The two skills clicked. Share out your money, share out your hours.
After the session, Dial sat slowly turning her round dial, watching the slices come round again, the way she did when she was thinking. For a long time, Dial had carried a tender worry. Time felt like the thing everyone secretly felt bad about. The late projects, the wasted afternoons, the guilt of, "I should have done more." She'd wondered if teaching time management just handed kids one more way to feel like they were failing, one more measuring stick they'd never quite live up to. But sitting there turning her gentle dial, remembering how she told a worried kid, "You're not bad at time," Dial felt her worries soften into a warm, easy calm. Her lesson wasn't a measuring stick, it was a release. Aiming your hours at what matters, breaking the scary things small,
and counting rest as worthy, that wasn't pressure, it was permission. A kid who learns to share out their time on purpose carries less guilt, not more, because they finally have a tool instead of just a feeling of being behind. That gentleness was a gift. A settled, unhurried warmth filled her, and she turned her dial once more, content, ready to help someone find room in their day tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Dial. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.